Hello, this is Clark from about 3 years in the future, and I came back to this podcast to tell my listeners that I've actually started a new podcast called Life According to a Middle School. There's a link in the description, and I think if you guys like this, you'll love that. We talk about current events and through a middle schooler's perspective, so please check that.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host for today, Benny Moses, and I am one of the lucky sixth graders at the Deerfield School located in Manchester, New Hampshire. And today we'll be talking about Alzheimer's, a serious case, and to help us with an experience of the effects of Alzheimer's, my friend and student at the Deerfield School, Clark here, will be joining us, and we'll be talking about his grandfather who also suffers from Alzheimer's. Welcome, Clark.
Thanks for having me, Benny.
Thank you for coming. And how's your day going, Clark?
I'm actually having a pretty good day. What about you?
I'm having a fine day as well. So let's start with what Alzheimer's is and what are the effects or symptoms of it.
So Alzheimer's is a memory loss disease. It affects about 10% of people over the age of 65, which if you really think about it, that's a lot of people. There are many forms of Alzheimer's. I mean, to give an example, my grandfather, he has dementia. Treatment for Alzheimer's, it can reduce the memory loss, but the condition cannot be cured.
I'm pretty sure my grandfather also has Alzheimer's. My grandma kind of has to watch him, but this goes for most people with some sort of serious case of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's a sad thing that loved ones have to go through, but thank God for people like your grandmother that can take care of them.
I completely agree with you, Clark. So, what does your grandpa think, or what do you think he's experienced? But most importantly, what is his story with Alzheimer's?
So, to start from the beginning, I remember when I was maybe six, my parents were talking about my grandfather, and I heard the word Alzheimer's, and I asked them what Alzheimer's was, and I was kind of young then, so they just explained to me that it was pretty much memory loss. And the next year, my grandfather, he lives in Florida, and he came up to visit. I barely even noticed the Alzheimer's. I was, like, surprised that he even had it. Of course, I didn't really know what it was then. But one day, on his third or second to last day of the trip, we were biking, and he hit a little piece of metal on the ground. His bike stopped. He did not. He went head over handlebars. And if it weren't for his helmet, we would not be talking about him. He left a couple days later, and the next year the dementia was obvious. He didn't even know my name anymore, and the year after that it was even worse. He even started forgetting his own children's name. But this past summer was really bad.
What made it so bad that it was worse than forgetting your old children's name?
Well, we were staying in somebody's house by a lake. We had rented a house just for the week. My aunts and my grandfather were with us, and my grandfather didn't even know his own children that well. He kept asking us if he was safe. I didn't really understand, but a couple days later, I figured it out. So, he was, on the second night of the trip, he actually packed a bag and walked out of the house. And a car picked him up and took him to the hospital. And the hospital was close to where my aunt lives, so she was at home and she picked him up and took her to breakfast, and he kept asking her, "Are we safe here?" And this is when I figured out that it wasn't complete memory loss. He was living in his past because he couldn't remember his present. He was living in the days that he was in the war, when he was enlisted in the army. And that's as far as the story goes. We had to keep him locked up for the rest of the week, and so sad he left, and that's as far as the story goes. But what about you, Benny? I know your grandfather has a story of Alzheimer's, too.
Well, thank God your grandpa's okay, because Alzheimer's is a bad thing that people who are aging had to go through. And like I said before, my grandfather also has Alzheimer's. I'm pretty sure he has dementia, too. And I remember my mom, about 3 years ago, she was also talking about Alzheimer's, but I didn't know what it was. And usually I asked later, like a few days later. So I asked her what Alzheimer's were, what is it? And he said, or she said, Ruben, my grandfather, had Alzheimer's. And I was still confused, so I said it again. What is Alzheimer's? And she explained to me, like you said, it was basically memory loss. And she said that my grandma was really stressed out because he needed a lot of help, like a lot. And as you said before, your family kind of had to lock him up, like an asylum. That didn't happen for my grandfather, but he was very needy. And I don't like to say this because I respect him a lot since he's an elder. And he's so sweet, and he still is sweet right now. But I hate to say that he kind of needs to be baby. And after they went to the doctors, and it was official that he was diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's, he finally got medication. And it was much easier on my grandma. And she was kind of happy that even though it could never be cured, that they could do something, so it would be different from always having it, because it's kind of like trying to stop a train. You can put some force on it, but it's always gonna be stronger than you.
Yeah. Thank God there is medicine, though, because it'd be really hard on people, like loved ones, and your grandmother, for example. She was saved a lot of trouble by having him go on medicine, and I'm happy that worked. And as I said before, medicine can help memory loss. It can reduce the memory loss, but it cannot cure the disease.
I am pretty sure, there is the medicine, the pill, but I'm pretty sure if you exercise for like around 30 minutes every day, or at least 5 days a week, I'm pretty sure it helps. Well, anyway, thank you for coming, Clark. That's all we have today. And I hope everybody who is listening to this has a great day.
Thanks for having me, Benny.